This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democrats are defending the necessity of impeachment, even if U.S. President Donald Trump is not removed from office, while Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler tells ABC's This Week the impeachment is necessary.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election.
But Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. Also appearing on ABC's This Week, Senator Ted Cruz.
For weeks and months, they've been promising evidence of criminal conduct. They abandoned all of that and admitted that the evidence doesn't support all of their attacks that have happened before.
The House plans to vote Wednesday on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
New Zealanders observed a minute of silence on Monday to honor the victims of last week's fatal volcanic eruption. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports recovery efforts continue for the final two bodies.
Recovery teams have been unable to locate the final two bodies missing 6 days after a volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island. Clad in hazmat suits, eight police search and rescue staff were deployed for 75 minutes on Sunday to search an area where their information suggested one body possibly remained. New Zealand's Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement told reporters the search was unsuccessful.
But I can say that we've found no further bodies in that area.
Six bodies were successfully retrieved from the island on Friday by a New Zealand military team and taken to the mainland for disaster victim identification.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. For more news, go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Marathon UN climate talks ended Sunday with a slim compromise that sparked widespread disappointment after major polluters resisted calls for ramping up efforts to keep global warming at bay. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It was seen as a chance to show global willpower in tackling the climate crisis. But a UN summit in Madrid limped to a close on Sunday, with major economies snubbing the bold action scientists say is needed to tackle global warming. Delegates pointed the finger at Brazil, China, Australia, Saudi Arabia and the United States, some of the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitters, for resisting calls to ramp up ambitions to cut emissions. That meant that the conference closed with only a modest declaration on the, quote, urgent need to close the gap between existing pledges and the temperature goals of the landmark 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Many developing countries and campaigners had wanted to see much more explicit language.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A senior U.S. diplomat says Washington won't accept a year-end deadline set by North Korea to make concessions in stalled nuclear talks. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea urged Pyongyang to return to nuclear talks on Monday. On a visit to the South, Stephen Biegun made a direct appeal to the North. Biegun also brushed off a year-end deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un. Kim has said the North will take a, quote, new path if Washington fails to soften its stance before then.
On this point, let me be absolutely clear. The United States does not have a deadline.
But the North's state media has recently said Washington has nothing to offer if talks restart. And tension has risen in recent weeks as Pyongyang has conducted a series of weapons tests and a war of words with U.S. President Donald Trump.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Chinese President Xi Jinping met Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam in Beijing on Monday. This a day after police in Hong Kong fired tear gas and clashes with anti-government protesters. Reuters' Eves Johnson reports.
Protests in Hong Kong flared up again over the weekend ahead of a key meeting between leader Carrie Lam and her political masters in Beijing. Small groups of demonstrators on Sunday targeted malls crowded with holiday shoppers. Battalions of riot police responded with pepper spray and aggressive crowd control, making multiple arrests. The anti-government movement had simmered down following district-level elections. The polls were a pro-democracy victory, with pro-establishment candidates losing out in large numbers. But for many protesters, it's not enough. They're determined to keep up their demands for greater freedoms.
That is Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.